RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I open up to see what B. Mitch was burning to talk about. And he said, I want to talk about these lobsters.
Yeah.
And so I'm like obscured my vision with his laptop in the way. And you were enjoying some lunch. And I thought you had a read for lobsters that you were like, I got to talk about these lobsters. And I thought you were going to read, hey, get live Maine lobsters shipped to your house.
No, the $400,000 worth of lobsters that was stolen.
I don't know that story.
It's on the sheet.
Oh, sorry. It's on the play sheet. Sorry, I should have looked at the carefully prepared play sheet that the boys had produced for us. But no. So then I thought, well, maybe he was eating lobster and I couldn't see it behind your laptop.
That was some chicken.
Okay.
With some dirty rice.
How do you feel about eating lobster?
I love lobster.
I love lobster when someone else is paying for it.
I actually had some fried lobster the other day from, was that Ford's Fish Shack?
Oh, Ford's is great.
The lobster tails?
See, that's unbelievable. The thing. So my mother-in-law in town said, I want to take the family out to dinner. I'm treating. Doesn't matter where. And I'm like, sweet, Ford's Fish Shack. Boom. Got the Mike's Twin Lobster Tails, market price, didn't care. It was mom's price. So I was like, give me them lobster tails. And I love lobster when I'm not paying for it. But every time I buy lobster myself, I end up going, wasn't that good? And damn, is it expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So
Ford's Fish Shack is reasonable, and they have fried lobster tail.
Okay, I'll check that out. They also have Connecticut lobster roll, which is great.
The rolls are good, too.
It's warm lobster drenched in butter with no lettuce.
Yeah. That's the way I like it.
Yeah, a real lobster roll, which is mayonnaise, cold lobster, and lettuce.
Nah, that messes it up. I don't want that.
So, talk to me about thieves stealing $400,000 worth of lobsters.
Well, I just saw it, and it caught my attention because landfill been finding these little things where people try to do some certain things. And Costco was moving everything from Massachusetts to Illinois and Minnesota. And the lobster disappeared. And every time I see something like this, my first thing is inside job.
It almost always
How else did the lobster get into some new truck?
You know? Would not have crawled. They really can't go up steps on their own.
So what happened was a dude just showed up with an ID and he said, yeah, I'm the guy who's supposed to be driving this truck. And he just stole the lobsters.
Wait, but they just put it on any damn truck.
I think the guy had a fake ID. Like, they thought that was the right guy to be taking the truck.
He probably didn't have a fake ID. What he had was an ID from somebody that works there.
Or a fake one. One that nobody checked, I guess. The shipment was reportedly picked up in Taunton, Mass., but never reached its destination.
And yeah, they threw a lobster party.
It just went off the radar.
Is $400,000.
The lobster is supposed to go to stores in Illinois and Minnesota from Taunton, Mass. The company Rexing Companies, the Indiana-based freight company, was tasked with transporting the lobster. Oh, they're having a very bad Monday, for sure. The thieves then deployed a sneaky new trick to make off with the goods. They buttered up the logistics company. I see what you did there, New York Post, with your writing. They buttered up the logistics company by using a fake ID to pose as real truckers. The theft wasn't random. It followed a pattern we're seeing more and more, where criminals impersonate legitimate carriers using spoofed emails and burner phones to hijack high-value freight while in transit. The loss of the 400 grand of lobster was, quote, significant for the company, according to this story. It's Costco.
Is it
400 grand for that behemoth of a company is the most write-off of all write-offs.
Yeah, but the 400 grand, is that what they paid?
Because market price? No.
Yeah, is that market price or is that retail?
Yeah, it's retail.
You think?
Sure, it's insured, though. They're not paying that money.
Yeah, and what about your insurance as well? I don't know if it was a retail loss or wholesale loss.
Yeah, because if it's wholesale, I want to know what the retail was going to be. And if it's retail, then I'm wondering how many lobster is that really?
Well, you could probably do the math. You could look up, you could Google what is a wholesale cost of a live lobster from Maine. Retail cost of a lot. There are companies that do ship lobster live in special containers. It's very expensive. But for those that just have to have the real thing and not frozen, go ahead and get it shipped and pay through the nose. But I just want to know, so once you successfully steal
what
a truck of lobster, where do you fence them at?
Believe me, the person that you're trying to sell them to,
they already know.
They're not asking. They're not asking, or they don't care. They probably will in on it. Look, I got to wait. I got this.
I got some ID lobsters that swam off the boat.
And I know they're about to.
Nobody needs to know nothing about nothing.
Yeah. So.
It's got to be the mob, right? Like.
Yeah. Hey, Tony. Like, my favorite parts of The Sopranos, right? We all watch The Sopranos, was when they would boost a truck and crack it open and find out what's in it. And, like, these scores would be so random where it's like, oh, it's a big truck of Makita tools. I need a power saw. And they're all excited about that. So you never know. So you're right. Probably mob-related. And when it comes to lobsters, you wouldn't know if you're not in the business of boosting lobster trucks where to fence the goods, where to get cash for what you have now stolen. But they do. They probably know a bunch of roadside fish shacks or restaurants or wholesalers or middlemen. Because remember, barcodes.
Oh, just you wanted to
lobsters big, don't have barcodes.
Oh, you wanted to throw a lobster party.
Yeah, there's no barcodes on lobsters.
Well, so, all those restaurants were waiting on lobsters that are not coming. And guess what? They're looking for lobster any way they can get it.
They were
it
right going now to the store. They weren't going to the actual restaurant. I thought they were going to a store. I didn't know.
Well, they were intended to go to stores and legitimate restaurants,
yeah,
but they disappeared. So now you have to have illicit buyers of lobster.
You sell it back to the places that were supposed to get it.
Oh, really?
That's what I would do. I mean, I don't know. I've never stolen a truck of lobster.
Yeah, okay. And you probably wouldn't do it anymore. You go get arrested.
Well, yeah, because then.
Because you go to the place that they were supposed to go to, and now you're going to just try to sell them cheaper. They're like, where you get these lobster from?
ain't nobody need to know about that.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Doesn't matter where it came from. It just fell off a truck.
Be a day late to Ford's Fish Shack and then show up with the truck and say, oh, man, sorry, I got a flat tire. I'm here now. By the way, good news. I can get you a 40% discount on these lobsters if you pay me in cash. Oh, no, sir, we already ordered our lobsters through Lobco Industries in Taunton, Mass. We've already got the receipts and the invoices. We're not going to pay for them again. No. You should buy them from me. They're going to cancel that shipment. I have a good feeling about it.
They're not going to accept cash. They're going to want Bitcoin. You know it.
Lobster to Bitcoin. That would be something else right there. How'd you get so rich? Well, that's a long story.
Yeah, long story here.
Started with crustaceans, though. Will you eat lobster? Lobster tends to be a winter thing. Crab tends to be a summer thing, for whatever it's worth. All right, let's talk about the game of the weekend, which is going to be next Sunday, the Steelers hosting the Ravens for all Z marbles in the AFC North. Winner gets the division, the hat, the T-shirt, and the home game. The loser gets nothing.
The loser gets to do push-ups. You got Ryan Clark and Governor Wes Moore.
Oh, is that bet already on?
They have a bet.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Nice. Okay. The loser gets nothing.
And they went to the last game. Yeah. I like this.
Yeah. So the Steelers could have wrapped it up with a win against the 3-win Cleveland Browns, a bad team with a 5th-round quarterback who's just getting his legs under him in Shedeur Sanders, and a defensive end who is all world but going for the sack record. The Browns scored 10 points early for the first 10 minutes and then couldn't do anything. Didn't score another point for the next 50 minutes. Mm-hmm. The Steelers, meanwhile, did nothing basically on offense. They squandered opportunities. They get a big interception and put them in business plus territory at like the 30. They end up getting to 4th-and-1, and they either called or Rodgers audibled into the most absurd low percentage play, a sideline streak fade to Scotty Miller, a short white guy who's been in the league forever, and it didn't even come close to coming home. So they turned the ball over on downs after the one big opportunity.
So they want to throw a quick pass so that
Garrett
won't get to him.
They had a chance, right? Well, that's the thing. So people were scouting this. They're like, okay, of the 21 pass plays, 17 of them included sprint outs to the right away from Myles Garrett. Garrett, after the game, said, yeah, I really think that they were just trying to make sure I didn't get the record. Mm-hmm. And knowing what a petty little bitch Rodgers can be, I don't doubt for a second that he had heavy input, B. Mitch, in saying, here's what I want the game plan to be.
And I'm not getting sacked by him.
Well, and
I don't care if we lose the game.
Well, his ego says, A, we won't lose the game because I'm Aaron freaking Rodgers, and B, I'm not going on that poster. No way, no how. Because it was his former teammate, Favre, who's on the Strahan poster, albeit a poster that is such stolen ballot.
He just fell down for him, though.
I know.
He did that on purpose.
Oh, I know, and people decry that.
That's why Gastineau want to kill him every time he sees him, huh?
Yes, exactly. So anyway, the game plan clearly was don't let Garrett eat at all. And while I understand you're not supposed to just single him up or not send help to chip him, there is a sliding scale, like a slider on a instrument where you can adjust the volume of, okay, we're going to have to accept 1 or 2 sacks from Myles Garrett to do other things on our offense that are less predictable and attack the Browns defense more. And if they chose not to do that, and if they did it specifically because of Rodgers, and if they don't win on Sunday, that is an all-timer. In addition to that, the fact that DK Metcalf would have helped tremendously in the final 3 plays in the end zone where Rodgers kept hitting the X button like he was playing Xbox, fade pattern to MVS, who stinks and he's been in the league way too long, and incomplete. DK would have been very handy, but he was not available.
Not available.
Because of some jackass in Detroit named Ryan Kennedy, who held a press conference last week. I don't know if you saw embarrassing. Yeah. I want DK Metcalf to kick his ass even more now.
The more I hear that guy talk, the more I believe everything DK said.
Right, and now Jay Glazer is investigating prior complaints about the guy from other incidents when DK was on Seattle and visited Detroit.
So it's like everybody, when a player goes that off, you said something to strike that. That don't just happen.
It had to be something.
Yeah, yes. It had to be something that pushed it. But, and I understand, like, the league, the league has to protect its, you know, little identity or whatever. But you know what? You need to start protecting your players more than them little asses in the stands sometimes.
Yeah, well, the fan did not get his tickets revoked because they said that he didn't actually commit any violations of the fan code of conduct. This guy also said in a simpering voice, I really wish DK would say I didn't say anything that was racist because my family's getting threats.
No.
Hey, buddy, guess what? You put your family in that spot because you couldn't sit down and watch the game and cheer for the Lions. You wanted to put yourself and insert yourself into it? Mm-hmm. Guess what? You in it now.
Deal with it.
Yeah, you in it, so deal with it.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.